It is January 11th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday, I received this response from a reader to whom I'd sent an invoice. As a reminder, we are sending out invoices to firms and individuals who are regular readers of JLN. Quote, I received a quasi-invoice from you via email, which, given the clear, concise prose and thoughtful sentiment, is almost surely, 95% confidence interval, from you guys. However, old risk management habits die hard, so my 5% radar has me checking as I don't recall having the voluntary invoice in the past, and this would be a hell of a elegant way to scam a bunch of traders, and probably good for a few laughs. If you did just send out annual invoices or requests for annual support, please let me know. Happy to pay the full boat for your daily amalgamation of pertinent and interesting articles, and your well-written and timed comments. I did not win the Mega Millions lottery, which rolled over after no one matched the numbers, but I did not win because I did not buy a ticket. In order to win, you have to play the game. My odds of winning without a ticket were only a little worse than my chance of winning if I had bought a ticket, but still, you have to play the game to win. Starting a technology firm in Dublin was always a good idea, but now it might be even better, as there is plenty of office space available. According to a Bloomberg story, so-called gray space, or surplus office space that is leased but not used, accounts for about 32% of all available supply and is set to increase further. Overall, vacancy rates in Dublin stand about 13%, so it sounds like a good time to get a sublet in Dublin right now. Of course, Dublin is not the only city to feel the sting of tech layoffs. San Francisco has even more empty office space, and so does New York City because of layoffs at technology companies, Bloomberg reported. It's a good thing Tom Brady has a day job because it appears that his investment in FTX and that of New England Patriot owner Robert Kraft and of Brady's ex-wife Giselle Bundchen are completely wiped out, according to a Business Insider report. Brady reportedly owned 1.1 million common shares of FTX, while Bundchen owned 700,000. ABN AMRO is looking for talent and it is opening its Global Clearing Talent Program. ABN AMRO says, do you want to be part of an international company, a global leader, work for a business that plays a vital role in financial markets around the world? Do you want to work with the newest technologies, find new markets, clients, or products? Then the ABN AMRO Clearing Global Talent Program might be what you are looking for. Dorothy DeWitt, the former director of the Division of Market Oversight at the CFTC, who joined the office of Senator Christian E. Gillibrand to advise on digital assets, technology, finance, banking, trading, and markets, securities, and commodities, is starting a new position as chief finance counsel at the United States Senate. David Augustin recently decided to leave NASDAQ. His former role as head of European communications at NASDAQ is open, and you can apply with a link in today's newsletter. It was great to see Alex Tang interview veteran options trader and educator Dan Keegan for the Options Discovery Series, which is part of the Spread video series. Dan ran through some great trading examples on the screen, which is something we don't normally do, but it really helped visualize some of the option strategies the two were discussing. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video. Bringing efficiency to index licensing pricing is the goal of Benchmark Market and Bruce Tran. Bruce Tran is a 15-plus year veteran of the SIBO who had jumped into the crypto world, but now has created his own firm to bring fairness in pricing to firms needing the licensing services of an index provider. The uneven pricing of the index provider world is what he seeks to solve with his new enterprise, Benchmarket. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here is our Options Discovery episode. Options Discovery, episode 12, Spread Trading. Dan Keegan, the OptionThinker.com, talks calls and put spreads with JLN's Alex Tang. In this episode of Options Discovery, Alex Tang introduces some bearish spread strategies with the bear call spread and bear put spread. Alex also talks to Dan Keegan, former SIBO trader and lead educator at OptionThinker.com, to dive deeper into these strategies. Dan also delivers insight into his experience as a trader and options educator. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Italians flock to London despite Brexit. The number of Italian-born people living in the UK has doubled from a decade ago, making them the most common foreign nationality in the capital. A growing number of Italians are moving to the UK, even as citizens of other European countries are driven away by Brexit and a recession that could be the longest on record. There were 280,000 Italian-born people living in the UK in 2021, according to the Office of National Statistics. That's more than double the number of a decade ago and nearly 40% higher than in 2016, the year Britain voted to leave the European Union. My comment, someone has to replace the Russians in London. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Samurai swords and ancient scrolls hit by global energy crisis. Tokyo National Museum's power bill is doubling, director says. Energy is needed to preserve artifacts at right temperature. The energy crisis isn't just getting expensive for households and businesses in Japan. Surging electricity bills are also weighing on the keepers of the nation's samurai swords, ancient scrolls, and art treasures. The Tokyo National Museum, considered the oldest and largest such institution in Japan, expects utility costs to more than double this year, according to an article written by museum director Makoto Fujiwara for Bugai Shunji magazine. The expense is crucial for protecting the museum's 120,000 priceless objects from Japan and other parts of Asia. My comment, no matter how you slice it, there is no way to kill the energy bill. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Growing anti-Semitism in the U.S. is seeping into the workplace. It's not just high-profile incidents. Jewish workers say they're experiencing more overt discrimination. At a recent working lunch, Renee Feldman was told that someone wouldn't network with her because she's Jewish. Feldman, who's a corporate turnaround consultant based in Portland, Oregon, was stunned, not by the mere existence of anti-Semitism, she said, but that her brush with it was so overt. My comment, wrong is wrong. Treat people the way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, the EU's pioneering carbon border tax, Brussels levy is a step forward, but implementation will be tricky. After a year of intense talks and a series of marathon negotiations in the lead up to Christmas, the EU late last year agreed on a carbon border tax, the first of its kind globally. It could be vital for the bloc's net zero ambitions. It galvanizes other trading partners into pricing their carbon emissions. It could also be a pioneering stride forward in the global fight against climate change. While the levy makes sense in theory, its success will depend on how effectively the EU can navigate the numerous practical challenges of actually implementing it. My comment: how much do I have to pay for moving my body over the border? I am full of carbon, especially when I breathe out. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Four U.S. senators question Sullivan and Cromwell's role in FTX bankruptcy. Lawyers cite concerns about top Wall Street firm's past work for Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto exchange. Four U.S. senators have questioned whether top Wall Street law firm Sullivan and Cromwell could properly investigate possible wrongdoing at FTX as its bankruptcy counsel, given its past work for the cryptocurrency exchange. The bipartisan group of senators said Sullivan and Cromwell's legal work for FTX before it filed for bankruptcy meant it should not now be entrusted with scrutinizing the events leading up to the collapse of Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto empire, which includes accusations of fraud and misappropriation of customer money. My comment: we want lawyers without any conflicts or blemishes, and we can wait for them to be born. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story on Tuesday was the Financial Times opinion piece, where regulators could reform Wall Street in 2023. Second was another Financial Times opinion piece, why everyone should be able to understand code. Third was Bloomberg's The Top Careers for 2023. These 20 jobs are in high demand. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg, the headline: Crypto Hotel California traps the Winklevoss twins. It's hard to check out when there's a $900 million tab. You can get into crypto anytime you like, but you can never leave. A fierce $900 million Bitcoin feud between the billionaire Winklevoss twins and Barry Silbert suggests the virtual currency bubble's main legacy is a version of Hotel California, with clients desperately hoping for fresh money to pick up the tab or a change in management that will let them check out. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Cost of living crisis is top immediate risk for Davos elite. Climate is biggest long-term threat, but fiscal space narrowing. Countries need to work together to avoid poly-crisis. The threat of recession, the cost of living crisis, and the mounting debt distress will dominate the global economy in the next 2 years as it struggles to move on from the pandemic and war in Ukraine, according to a survey by the World Economic Forum. Its Global Risks Report, an annual poll of 1,200 government, business, and civil society professionals compiled by the Geneva-based Foundation, suggests there will be little respite as countries grapple with energy, inflation, food, and security crises. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Review of Nickel Blowup Calls for Changes at London Metal Exchange. The LME commissioned the outside review as part of an attempt to revive its credibility. The London Metal Exchange should bolster oversight of the trades it takes place outside of its trading system to avoid a repeat of last year's blow-up in the nickel market, a review of the event said Tuesday. The suggestion is one of several in the report carried out by the consulting firm Oliver Wyman at the request of the exchange in an attempt to revive its credibility after the meltdown. It is the first detailed outside probe into the March 2022 crisis at the LME, which was a high-profile example of the financial dislocation set in motion by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. LME nickel prices surged from less than $30,000 a metric ton to more than $100,000 over the course of three trading days. Fearing the collapse of brokers facing huge cash calls, the LME halted trading and canceled trades that took place at the top of the market. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.